Good to go.
All right. Call to order the Planning Commission Board of Adjustment meeting for May 27th, 2025. The meeting's being recorded. Audio will be posted on the city website. Anybody wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson, and then state your name and address. And roll call.
Mike.
Frank.
Don.
Bob.
And Gary.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda? The only addition, I think, is a letter from the DNR.
Correct.
Okay. So we do have a variance tonight, a public hearing, I should say, for variance application 9-25 for the construction of an accessory structure slash shed under an existing structure not meeting the OHW setback within the Shoreland Residential Land Use District. The subject property is located at 16687 North Eagle Lake Road. Property ID is 2224060. Applicant and owner is Michael and Mary Miller. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Jessica.
Me?
Beth. Oh, me. Oh, Bethany, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. Thank you
yeah,
so
Jessica.
Much. All right, the applicant is requesting a variance to construct a 12 by 12 accessory structure for storage purposes under an existing three-season porch. The proposed structure will have no impact on the existing impervious surface coverage. The subject property is 0.5 acres. It's owned Shoreland Residential on Eagle Lake. The applicant is here this evening.
Yeah, and I'll be located here.
Yep, and if you have any questions other than the items that have been provided in your packet, I'm happy to help answer those questions.
I don't think I have any questions right offhand. I did have to read through the DNR's opinion a couple times, but basically, I think the way I understand it, it's really up to the city and whether or not if it's approved, does it meet our what do I want to call it, our comprehensive plan.
Correct. So there's kind of that twofold in that comment that he provided. One was, I think the bulk of that email was in response to our question about, you know, what is an expansion of use? Mm-hmm. What is an expansion of a nonconformity? And does the city have the ability to go ahead and change that? I think he pretty much summed that up pretty quickly, and he said at the bottom of that, that the DNR would not likely support that, right?
Yeah. But you told us last week, you basically repeated, so.
Yeah, so.
Right on.
So it's kind of, it's that expansion of use, it's pretty straightforward in the interpretation. However, as he pointed out, it doesn't have that absolute definition. So they look other places for that. But as far as the application for the variance that we are currently looking at, he provided no comment. In other words, no comment. It's up to the city to decide. The DNR has no official stance on it.
So, Bethany, is this something that we can use going forward on other properties if someone chooses to do something similar so we don't...
Well, we've already done that. If you remember several months ago, we had a request for a scrape and rebuild, but they were going to use the same footprint, but they were going to turn what was a porch into now living area. That was included in that variance because it was an expansion of use. Even though it was the same footprint, it changed use. They also had a variance to add that third floor loft. Once again, another expansion of use, and so the variance included that request as well. So I think we'll continue to see these requests.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, and I think in looking back at some of the other variances we've done, you know, they've basically all been expansions of use, you know.
Yep.
To
yep.
a degree.
Yep, and state statute has the the expansion of use and the expansion of a structure. And you need a variance for either one of those. Yeah.
By the way, the address is a little bit off on that first page. It's 16887.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. Did I get it right? Okay.
Any other comments, I guess, amongst the board? Any public comments? Okay, I guess I'll close the meeting to public comments. Does the property owner have anything to say?
Well, I appreciate you reviewing this and considering approving it. You know, it's interesting with a lot of lots up here in this neck of the woods, these lake lots are kind of limited. So that's the situation here. We have limited space to, there's actually not a place to put a shed. I'd love to have a pole building, certainly not room for that. So this is kind of a unused area, so to speak, so it could be a great solution for us to have more storage space.
Did you want me to read those, the questions, or did you want to?
Oh, why don't you read?
Okay. We're just going to jump ahead to number 9. And number 9 is, will granting the variance put property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance?
Yes.
And per what was written in the findings?
Yes.
Okay. All right, number 10, does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner?
Yes. Size.
All right. Number 11, if the variance is granted, will the essential character of the locality remain consistent?
Yes.
Number 12, will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and intent of the City of 50 Lakes ordinances?
Yes.
All right, and the final one, number 13, has the variance request been made based on reasons other than economic considerations alone?
Yes. Any questions about the findings? If not, would somebody like to make a motion?
I can make a motion to approve variance application 09-25 with the 13 findings of fact and the one condition.
Which is number 1 in our staff recommendations, right?
Correct.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Variance approved.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And the next item on the agenda is Ordinance Amendment 10-25 for the revision and clarification of the off-site sign regulation within all land use districts in the City of 50 Lakes. An applicant is the City of 50 Lakes.
Thank you so much. I did write a memo just kind of explaining why this is on the agenda this evening. I had a request for some off-site signage, got me looking at our ordinance. I realized in the land use matrix, it lists it as a that's not an allowed use. And then further on in the performance standards, it did list that it was allowed with a permit. And so when we have conflicting things in an ordinance, we will always go to the most restrictive. So even if somebody came in to apply, we still wouldn't follow that. I find it's very confusing. It leads to a lot of potential problems. I don't think anybody would sue, but you know, people could appeal decisions and it could get just a little messy. I thought we would just clean it up since we'd all be here this evening. And so in your packet is the summary. It also is the markup copy and is the clean copy. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
this time I didn't feel that there was a real need to go in and, you know, revise the whole sign ordinance. I just thought it would be nice to clean up this a little bit.
Now, do we recommend to council, or are we just approve or disapprove?
You'll be recommending this to council. Council will have the final adoption of the new ordinance. Also, I know there was some concern about not being able to place area identification signs or city-maintained signs or public information signs. Those are all allowed uses with an IUP.
Can you just help me understand exactly what we're talking about here? Mm-hmm. So an off-site sign is one that doesn't reside right at the place of business. It resides kind of as an advertisement somewhere.
It's your billboards along the highway.
That's where it is.
Yep, and they're free to put whatever they want on those billboard signs. For instance, somebody could talk with a homeowner that owned property right out on the highway. They enter into agreement, they rent the sign, they put the sign up, it advertises for, I don't know, whatever area, or national, or whatever.
So our bar sign is okay?
The bar sign is on the property that the business is being conducted.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so as long as if, you know, you've got the storage facility down the road, they're able to put a sign up on that property, but they can't advertise over here. Mm-hmm. And that's what that prohibits. Most cities do not allow them. I know Crow Wing County has a moratorium. They do not allow any more. So any sign that goes down, one can go back up, but no more than what's already been established. Mm-hmm. And they keep it pretty...
So there's no billboards allowed?
Well, you know, all the ones on 371, that are in first assessment outside of Baxter. So first assessment's in Crow Wing County, and so those you can't put up anymore. They won't allow it. I know Pequot, they allow them. So you'll see the billboards along 371 in that area. Mm-hmm. So different cities have different rules. A lot of cities, I know Nisswa does not. There's, I think, one for Bar Harbor that's existing that they're allowed to keep. They can't add anything to it. They can't make it a digital sign. They can't expand on that use at all. So it's up to the City of 50 Lakes. If you really want to keep off-site signs, then we'll need to, remove that off the land use matrix. But I figure that's already been decided. The land use matrix is kind of where we would go to determine if it was an allowed use or not.
So are there off-site signs now that that we should just be aware of? I can't think of any.
City of Manhattan Beach has two. It's written in their ordinance that they are allowed. It specifically has the dimensions of the two existing. It's the Champs one, and it's what used to be the Champs one up there, and it's the one for the church. Those two are allowed in Manhattan Beach ordinance, and they are specific, and you can expand. But the messages can all change. You know, the city can't regulate what's put on the sign. That's a, freedom of speech.
So how about like the county signs identifying like the Golden Eagle Golf Course?
Yep, those are allowed.
Those are
absolutely allowed. So they're identification signs.
Strictly private.
Yeah, and they're placed in the road right of way. So the county's going to just be able to put those up.
So Gary, has the council talked about this?
No, we haven't.
Can we just say, hey, no, and you guys say, hey, we think we should have them? Or, I mean, how do we talk about that at this stage?
So I had brought that up before about information signs. Mm-hmm. Are those allowed? Like we did as 50 Lakes property owners, and we got conditional use permits the property owners got conditional use permits. We did all the legwork.
Yeah.
And then we're allowed to, along with the city, put up informational signs. Not in the road right away, on the private property.
Public road or public information signs are an allowed use with an IUP.
Yes.
And there's a certain size too, correct?
I
think we're only allowed a certain size in.
Yeah, and the idea is you don't want billboard, right?
Right.
I mean that's
And our size would help control. We wouldn't allow billboards, obviously, because of our size restrictions. But yeah,
one I can think is the area in the local area south across Lake down towards County Road 11.
Yeah,
real estate sign. That's the only one I know of that's actually a screen.
The one on, in Mission Township?
No.
Right down by 11 there.
The digital screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mission Township. Not Mission. Yeah, it is Mission Township.
On that side of 11? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, it's right before Cross Lake. And okay. I think that's how that, happened. And that was, it was an existing sign and they put it digital. But that was through the county. I remember that.
So, maybe this isn't related, but maybe it's not. So, last year we had a discussion about putting a sign up on some existing public signs to prohibit people from putting stuff out in the corner for free.
Yep.
And now it's already started.
And it's already started. And I think it was on, what sign were we talking about? One that was, that exists right now.
Well, you know, I was kind of inquiring, could we put it on the back of a stop sign or on the back of a street sign? Just something that says, please don't dump your stuff here.
Where it's unlawful.
And, you know, now up on North Mitchell Lake Road, there's a cooler that's been there for a week, and there's a couch that appeared this weekend. Mm-hmm.
There's three or four lawn chairs on the east side of the road.
Right. I didn't see those. Yeah. You know, and that's what I was talking about last year, was to put something on an already existing sign to help prevent that, you know.
Well, in fact, I think it was a sign that said that a building permit is required, one of those signs. Yep.
Those you can put up at city. Yeah, I've seen those when you're driving and you see all the...
What a great place to put it.
Yeah, and so those are all information signs, so this has nothing to do with an off-site sign. Off-site sign just means that, you know, the business down the street isn't going to advertise down the road. That's it.
So maybe since we brought this up, not appropriate to talk further about this now, because it's not what we're talking about, but maybe this is new business at some point.
Well, we can add it, but we can talk about it at the, it doesn't really apply to the ordinance amendment here, but we can talk about it later in the meeting, too.
Mm-hmm. So how many businesses do we really have? I mean, I can't think of more than five or so, I think, but did we contact them? Do we have to contact them and say, hey, you can have no off-site signage?
It already says it in the ordinance that they can't have it. The land use matrix says it's not allowed. It's not allowed
so
use.
Why are we talking about this?
Because in the ordinance it also said
you can do it
that you can do it. And so it was conflicting. The land use matrix says it's not allowed. And 9.02.04 says off-site signs are allowed with a permit.
So we're clearly.
So we're just trying to provide some clarity, just on this one. Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and this one says there shall be a minimum of 300 feet between off-site signs. So, I don't know.
Is there still one down, that Weldmiller sign, is that still down here? It's on the commercial property.
Right, it was down just beyond the storage shed there.
Yeah. And that's where the well drilling place is, isn't it? So it's an on-site.
The business is there.
No, I don't think that's
that
pottery.
Pottery place back there.
Right.
I don't
recall seeing that sign recently, or else it's just blended in.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that one did.
There's a sign for the church down there, too.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So, and if these are, you know, legal, existing, non-conforming signs, right? They can maintain them. They can, you know, they can't expand on them.
Yeah. You know. Well, there's something going on across the corner here with that. Glory Hill.
Well, she always puts out a sign there, but she always takes it back in. I don't know if
but
that
there's
is.
Something going, there's some wood laying on the ground.
Oh, is there?
By that post. Yes.
I think that's an updated sign for the Eagle Lake Lodge.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Sure. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something that if you wanted to, you could go do an inventory so you had them written. You'd measure each one. You'd make sure that was what they are and you won't allow any more. I can't issue a permit for one even if we got an application at this point. It's just, I can't do it. So, but that's something that you can do, is that you can make a catalog. You can make a list of where the signs are located. You know, how long you think they've been around. I don't know. Whatever you want to do with it. But signs get tricky, right? So you've got grad party signs, you've got wedding signs, you've got garage sale signs, you've got political signs, you've got contractor signs, you've got lots of different signs. And so there are certain signs I don't think the city wants to regulate, like garage sale signs, right? They're not a problem until they become a problem. But, you know.
I think this mainly deals with more permanent type.
These are permanent signs. These are advertising businesses that are not in the city or on the property or, yeah.
I noticed that Tremolo now is putting a sign at every property that they're installing internet or whatever. It just, it's like
one of those, like a realtor sign.
Yeah.
Or the J.R. Pinkin sign.
Or like that, yeah.
Now, Gary, maybe the council should discuss this, how we control this stuff that ends up and it sits there and, you know, couch should be put out in the rain to begin with, and then it sits there for 3 weeks.
And, you know, that's something that our maintenance supervisor, he'll go around and pick that stuff up. He does every year. Last year, there was a doghouse sitting on chair mark that was so heavy they couldn't lift it. And the homeowner actually came back and took that.
So,
but
that's just an informal process?
Yes, it is. And I've been really trying to do, like I said, last year I kind of thought, well, can't we just put a sign on existing saying, just don't do this, please. And that'd be a start, but we've bought trail cams, and we're going to start putting trail cams on the problem areas, and North Mitchell is definitely one of them. That's one that always accumulates a lot of stuff. I mean, last year we had somebody drop a recliner right in Ron Manger's driveway here, right on 1 at the corner of 1 and 136. I mean, you know, that's... Nobody in their right mind thought that was all right. You know, that was a sneaky deal. And as it turned out, I had a friend of mine that had seen them, and they said they were hurried, and I wished he would have gotten a license plate. That's a deal that's kind of been bothering me. And it has for a long time, because I've lived here all my life, and take a drive on the old grade, and there's couches, chairs, and TVs off on the side of the road, and has done for years. You know, I wish these people, they have a property here, but they can't afford to go to the dump. I don't know, you know, it just really bothers me.
So are we switching to new business at the moment?
Well, I'd love to have a motion to either recommend or deny, recommend denial or approval of the ordinance amendment as presented.
I'd make a motion that we recommend that council accept this as it's presented, and that's ordinance amendment 2025-2, OA-10-25.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Recommendation carried. Now the open forum.
Set everything out.
I think council could come up with more than just, well, maintenance people sometimes pick stuff up. Maybe there should be an actual direction from the council. This would be probably not a horrible thing, but an informal direction to them that the council just wants this stuff picked up, period. And so otherwise, it's sort of happenstance, or he sees one here, he throws, you know, but make it part of their responsibility, but that's not anything we put in an ordinance.
Well, it's already in the ordinance. You are prohibited from placing personal property in road
records. Yeah, and people
like, you're
just
not allowed
do it,
to do that.
You know?
Yeah.
I've watched this type of thing happen my entire life. When I was a kid, I worked for the Corps of Engineers down here in Cross Lake. And they took control of all of the access. The big trout over on Whitefish there. And, you know, well, every Monday, that was our thing. We'd go and empty out all the trash cans because, I mean, they weren't just full. There was stuff packed around from the people leaving from the weekend. Like I said, they come here to vacation, but they can't afford to get rid of their own garbage. That's just, it just...
But a lot of the couches and stuff sitting around, I don't think those are vacationers. I think those are property owners.
Well, certainly.
We went down three, and I think there was a couch and a love seat. And then we got further down three, down by Mission, there was a recliner.
Well,
and
you know,
so I said, well, we could do our living room new. Well, not new, new to us.
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with people putting it out at the end of their own driveways. But when they're out at the end of a road, then once they've walked away, nobody knows whose it is. And nobody's, well, like today, that one couch appeared, then it starts raining, yep. And who's going to ever pick it up?
Yeah,
and I drove past it, and it didn't look like anything, anybody.
People that put it out there, it's not because it's nice, and they couldn't sell it on Facebook Market.
It looks like a dog been using it pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's easy to point out the problem, but I mean, what could some solutions be? And I thought the sign was a good idea, but maybe it's just going to be small and obscure, and nobody reads those things anyway.
Well, at one point, and I guess, Jessica, I don't know if it ever happened, Ann was talking about the city doing a mailing.
A newsletter.
A newsletter, that
kind of got pushed back. But yeah, I think we're still planning on working on it.
And I don't know what the impact is on our 50 Lakes property owners mailing that we do every March. We talked to Justin, and he just wanted us to put something in there about building permits are required. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do something like that, you know, just a tagline at the bottom of our...
You asked for a solution, and I've thought strongly about this, and the only thing I was coming up with was trying to put signage on existing signs. I mean, it's already... I mean, I haven't ever had been told that it's illegal to litter. It's the state, it's city, it's county. You're not allowed to litter, and this, to me, is littering. It's throwing garbage out. You know, it's already, to me, it's illegal. I don't have to have anybody explain it to me at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we walk our road a lot, and we pick up McDonald's, pick up pop cans, little whiskey bottles, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do here because we care about our community. I always walk my road, and I always come back with a handful of stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's not from the people that live on the road, though. It's from contractors.
There you go.
throw their bags out from lunch.
Well, and I believe some of it's like the children of the owners here, possibly.
That's why I think so.
You know, because, like you say, I do pick up a lot of McDonald's, and we don't have one anywhere near here, you know. But, that's just part of the deal. We're always going to have litter, but doggone it, couches, and when somebody drops a chair right in some guy's driveway, I mean...
Now, obviously, if you wanted to put it on a city-owned road with a stop sign, you could fasten a sign to that stop sign post without any special permission, right? Because it's a city-owned stop sign at the end of 50 West Fox Lake Road in County Road 3. Who owns that stop sign?
No, I don't believe I ever did really get a straight answer on that.
If it happens to be county, then you'd have to go to the county highway department to get permission.
It was something I was asking. I don't know that I ever got a real answer on it. To be truthful, and I think then winter came and it was no longer a problem. Now it's rearing its ugly head again.
Well, also there could be something to be said that we make it clear. I mean, maybe it's common sense, but people aren't thinking that way.
Right.
So in a newsletter we put it, or we put a sign up so it's just there. And then, I mean, I kind of like the idea of the trail cam because how else are you going to identify.
It's all we've
Maybe
got.
There's a legal question as to whether that's a viewable thing.
And then
finish that thought. So if we had a trail cam and you see a license number of somebody that's just doing this, you say, you know what, there's a sign right here. It's in newsletters. It's not permissible.
How many trail cams and who's going to pay for them?
We've got three right now. Well, and we're going to use those on the most heavily garbaged roads.
Okay.
And like I said, North Mitchell is has got a history of things sitting out there, and I don't know, we can identify other roads as summer goals, I guess.
I don't know if the county's using them now, but for a while they were using cameras to track vehicles coming in and out of public launches. I don't know if it's a county or the DNR was putting those up, but I think there was a sign there that told people, you know, that you're being photographed, you know.
Right, and you know, even like last year I had stuff dumped on the end of my road, and it could be very well somebody from somewhere else coming and dumping it, but to me it seems like whomever's maybe living on that road is probably doing it. And you know, there is a, on my road, it was a roll of barbed wire, a couple old cans of oil, the type that you needed the spout to get into, and another little roll of wire and a couple lawn chairs or something. And you know, and some of that stuff, people, like that barbed wire disappeared, somebody had to use for it, but you know, it's the other stuff that's left behind. I don't know what to do. You know, like I said, I've thought about this has been on for many years in my mind because of, like I say, when I was a teenager, I saw it.
Well, we haven't backed ourselves into a hole to sign that says free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, stick it in.
Can we put a note up on our website or something? Chances are no one's going to read it. I don't know how many people go to our website. Should at least post something there.
You know, I think we should do anything and everything we possibly can to get it across. And then if somebody is caught doing it, they feel prosecution is necessary. I mean,
we don't have that authority.
But we'd turn it over to the county if that were the case, because I'm sure there are county littering stations.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And we've actually, I think, kind of got something that we shouldn't be doing that.
I would definitely recommend seeking legal advice on cannabis and on enforcement of that, just to make sure. But as far as signs, on existing signs, I believe you're allowed, as the city could put on county, I think just getting permission or whatnot, because you've seen all like the Green Step Cities and the Lions and all the different signs that you can get put on city signs, and there's no reason that 50 Lakes couldn't pursue that. So I know that would possibly be an option. Just personal experience, I used to live on a county road that experienced exactly what you're talking about. It was like a garage sale every weekend. It was insane. And I'm talking like filing cabinets and armchairs and dining room sets, and it was a lot. And finally, the city did put up a sign on the county road. I think it was the city. I'm not quite sure. But the problem went away. So I don't know every once in a while there'd be something there, but it never got to be
that much.
Big thing.
You know,
so that's just personal experience and one,
right.
But the sign was very effective.
You know, I'd rather put signage on saying have a happy day rather than something quite restrictive like this, but maybe we can someday change that sign to say have a happy day if people will start listening to what we want. You know, I don't know.
So is that that would be a discussion for the council, I suppose. Do we want to invest in it? Do we want to put that kind of sign up?
Well,
because then if we find somebody that's breaking this law, we can say there's signage here, it's on our website, we're trying to make it clear it's not legal. We don't want you to do it. So sorry, we're going to prosecute.
Yeah, and last year the council did direct the supervisor, maintenance supervisor, to buy those cameras.
Okay.
For
so
that.
Cameras, but now we need to talk about the signs.
Right. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be bringing that up.
Okay.
And it's definitely a council issue. And
the
prosecution and the attorney. So, not so much zoning, but definitely, definitely council.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, did the maintenance supervisor keep track? How many pickups did he make last year? Is it six?
Probably not.
10,
I would say
two?
No. I really have no idea. I would guess it was more than two. But
start putting signs up all over, why don't you just get a running number so there's no facts. We made a number of pickups. Well, is it 8 or 12 or is it 28?
Well,
I don't think this is a big deal.
Well, personally, I observed it on numerous roads, and I do think that littering is a problem in this. I don't think people should be allowed to just set stuff out and walk away.
Unless it's in their driveway.
Unless it's in their driveway, then you know they're going to pick it up, because they don't want that outside sore in their yard, but they don't care about my yard, you know?
Well, I, instead of just talking about it, I think you should, on console, get a group of people that are willing, you included, to actually come up. It doesn't do any good to keep going over this. Let's come up with some answers.
You're absolutely right, I agree.
And put them to use. It doesn't do a darn bit of good to be sitting grouch about it every year. It's gotta be...
Well, that's it, and I...
Some action has to be taken, and console can decide.
And I wanted, I did start pushing that last year, and that's why we did buy the cameras, and I had not had a reply as to whether we could put signage on existing signs at that time, and I guess it kind of went in the way by, which...
You're the mayor, appoint a committee of two to resolve this issue.
Well, I think it just, I think the question is, can we put signs on that? And if so, yes, then I think we need to vote and get some signs made up and start putting them on there, have our maintenance supervisor
have competition put on writing the sign.
I've also seen cities have community cleanup days, and I mean, you know, anytime that you have a problem where you see it a lot, obviously they don't know where to take their stuff, you know, so it's I don't think you've got a community cleanup day volume of stuff to
I think Emily just had one for hazardous waste.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah, well, and you just have a single day.
Fairfield did too.
More than just hazardous waste, and we participate in that pickup at Emily too.
Yeah.
We have volunteers that go and help. I know I've done that a couple times.
I have.
But there might be people in the community that don't have a way to get rid of a couch.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have a pickup, they don't have a trailer, they don't drive, whatever. If we could have, you know, whether it be the city maintenance guy or whether it be some other group, it's still going to cost something to get rid of it, right?
Because you got to. I'd be fine with that, but they seem to have the ability to get it to the other.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. It's not sitting in their basement.
Yeah, and it's not just the city of Fertile. You see it everywhere. So.
All right. Did we beat that to death then, or?
Yeah, beat it to death. Let's just do something and stop talking.
Anybody, any questions, comments about the minutes from the April 22nd meeting, or any additions or deletions?
No, I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Fred. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. New business? I don't think we have any. Okay. Any old business? Council liaison report.
I have nothing for you gentlemen this fine day, other than what I've already said.
Bethany, your report.
Things are picking up. I'm getting a lot of calls. It's definitely summer. And I think we've got about 18 permits that have already been approved. We've got a couple pending right now, just waiting on some final things to come in. We've approved 5 septic permits, which is really nice. One of them is actually for a failing SSTS that was failing last year, so they're finally getting that taken care of, which is really good. I did receive another failing compliance inspection the other day. I've been in contact with the property owner and the contractor that's working on the new bill, and they're going to be submitting a new design shortly. So I have to. I know they want to get started on their permits, but I'm unsure as to what the ordinance says, because we just talked about it this afternoon, as far as whether I can issue that permit without a new design or if we have to wait for the new design. Either way, they're going to need a new septic system. So.
Any business for us coming up?
Pardon?
Any business for us coming up? Variances?
There is currently a variance. And that is, I think, so far it for next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. Enjoying it. So I don't think The deadline is still, I think, Friday? Or is it Monday? It's Monday. I can't remember. I'd have to look. It's either this week, sometime, is the deadline. So I haven't heard that we're going to be receiving anything else for the next month, but there will be a meeting next month.
And I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Fred.